Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link or my Ko-fi link. They're both in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you about anxiety and how I'm kind of starting to believe that anxiety holds a lot of interesting information for us that we're ignoring because we're so ingrained in our anxiety. We don't actually take the time to think, why am I feeling anxious? Maybe there's some message in there for me. And instead of that, we just try to quell it without even thinking about what the message might be. For example, if I start feeling anxiety, if I'm sitting around on a Monday afternoon and I've finished my work, I've done everything on my to-do list, and I'm just sitting there reading my book, and all of a sudden I start feeling this random sort of anxiety, which has really no basis in reality. There's nothing going on that I should be feeling anxiety about. And so this comes up, this anxiety comes up. And I instead of feeling, okay, so why am I feeling anxious? There must be some reason. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I'm not taking care of something. Yes, of course, there's points where anxiety is just based on nothing. But I've also noticed that a lot of times it has some message in it. But instead of doing that, what I usually end up doing is I start consuming a lot of carbs in order to quell my anxiety, to reduce it. And so I'll go and find a pizza place or a spaghetti place or I'll just buy some bread and I'll just start eating a lot of carbs, which helps me a lot with my anxiety. Or I will call someone and I'll be like, oh, do you want to hang out? And I'll go hang out with a friend. Or I'll start reading a lot of manga or watching a lot of anime without even thinking about it twice. Or I'll start drinking something with a lot of sugar in it or eating something with a lot of sugar in it. And so all of these things are obviously just band-aids, right? Like you see the wound and instead of figuring out, okay, what caused this wound? I have this random wound on my hand. I don't know where it came from. Instead of figuring out where it's coming from, we just kind of cover it up with a bandage, yeah, or a band-aid. And then we remove the bandage, it's still there because we didn't actually take care of the cause or the effect, the symptom of it. We just kind of covered up, sorry, we didn't actually cover look at what the cause of it was. We just covered up the symptom, yeah? And I think I do this a lot with my own anxiety, and I used to do this a lot more in the past. I've been really trying not to do that anymore. And so nowadays, whenever I have this random source of anxiety, I'll really try to take a step back and notice my body. I really try as much as possible to go back into my body and into my body's intelligence and try to figure out what's going on from that place rather than spending time in my head and thinking, oh, what could it be? Maybe if I eat a little bit of sugar, it'll be great or it'll be better. Or let me just ignore it and pretend like it's not happening, etc. And so really, whenever I do that, whenever I try to come back into my body and really be in my body, either using a body scan meditation that I've spoken to you guys about before, or just sitting down and meditating for a bit and observing what's coming up for myself, or taking a walk and trying to figure out why am I feeling this anxiety, what I notice is that basically I've been neglecting some form of self-care that I should have been doing, but I haven't been doing. Right? And it's very simple. Usually it's just as simple as I haven't been eating enough vegetables or I haven't been eating well, right? I've been eating a lot of not great foods. So I've been eating a lot of junk food or I've been eating a lot of fried foods, but I haven't been taking care of myself properly and eating good foods that are healthy and nutritious and nourishing. Or it's just as simple as that I've been drinking a lot of matcha tea or coffee or tea, but I haven't been drinking any water, right? Just pure, simple water. I haven't been drinking enough of it. Or it could be as simple as, and this happens quite often, I've been working way too hard all day long. I've been so focused on my work that I haven't been paying attention to anything else. And because when I get this way, I get so focused on my work, I notice that I kind of ignore everything else. There'll be days when I'll have no contact with humanity. I won't talk to any of my friends or hang out with them. I won't do anything nice for myself, or I won't, you know, go for a dance or for a walk in nature or do anything nourishing or self-care like. I just am enamored with my work, and the only thing I notice and the only thing I have in front of me is this computer, this laptop. And I love this laptop to death, but it's overdoing it. I just overdo my work and I'm not taking care of myself. And so what I need to do is pull myself back away from this environment, go for a walk in nature, or go and sit by a waterfall, which is really easy to do here, or go message a friend and hang out with them, or just go for a walk in general, you know, get a nice vegan meal or a nice vegetarian meal with some delicious coconut milk, some delicious soup, something really nourishing, and sit down and just be. No work, no anxiety, no thinking, just relaxing and taking care of myself. And it's so simple sometimes, actually. It's really as simple as that. You know, as soon as I notice I'm feeling anxiety, my body, I think, is trying to tell me, yeah, I don't think you're doing it right. You're doing way too much work and you're not taking care of yourself. And I've been trying to get your attention. I gave you a hunger headache, but you didn't pay attention. I gave you a belly ache, but you didn't pay attention. I gave you this twinge or pain in your shoulders because you're hunching over the computer too much, but you didn't pay attention. And so what I need to do now is really send you a big signal. And that's what the body does, is that it sends us this huge signal of anxiety. And as soon as it hits us, because it's so strong, we can't ignore it anymore. It's like that signal just takes over our mind and we're able to really pay attention. And that's what the body wants. You know, pay attention to me, because you haven't been, and you haven't been taking care of me. You've been focused all on your mind, and you know, as an INFJ or as an introvert, we do this. We spend all of our time in our heads. We forget that we have a body, that we are a body, and we forget that there's things that we need to do on a daily basis in order to take care of ourselves. Even now, I'm sitting here and I'm doing this video at 9 a.m. in the morning, and I haven't had anything to eat yet, which is fine because it's not at the level yet where I'm really, really hungry. But the last meal I had was 12 hours ago, and I've been drinking water, but mostly I've been drinking a lot of green tea because I've been reading a lot about its benefits, so I'm like kind of going crazy with green tea. And so really, I'm doing this video not only as a reminder to you guys, but of course it's mainly actually a reminder to me, is that whenever I start moving away from my body, whenever I start ignoring my body because of my goals, because of my projects, because of my focus on my mind, it really is the time for me to come back to my body as much as possible. One of the easiest things to do actually in Thailand is just to go get a massage. And that is so cheap here, and there are massage places, 1,000 of them just around the corner from me. They're everywhere, and Thai massage is very common here, obviously. If you've been to Thailand, you know that. They're cheap, $7 to $10 for a massage for an hour, and they're good. And they really are the best way to come back into your body, because you're basically going, the person who's massaging is basically going through your entire body and allowing you to feel sensations in your body. And so it's very easy for me to just pick up, just like, you know, leave my work, go get a massage and come back. It would take me barely an hour and a half. But even then, I don't do it. I barely sometimes get a massage once a week, once every 2 weeks. And that's just really, in my mind, or my opinion, shameful, because it really is the easiest thing I could do in order to come back into my body. Now, of course, I do yoga and I do meditation and I do try to take care of myself. I'm actually much better than I was in the past, but there's always room for improvement. And I know that because I still have moments where my anxiety will randomly creep up on me and tell me that I'm not doing a good job taking care of myself. And I'm sure it does exactly the same thing for you. Now, instead of hating our anxiety, which a lot of us do, and I know I did that too, instead of berating it or berating ourselves or being angry with ourselves for feeling anxious, I think the right mode or the better mode would be to just pay attention and say, okay, cool, I think my anxiety is trying to tell me something. How about I take a few moments and spend my time in my body? Maybe go get a glass of water, or, you know, get something to eat, some nuts or seeds perhaps, or some protein bar so I can get something into my body. Or maybe I should call a friend, just do something for myself for the next few moments. Something very quick, something simple. It doesn't have to be major. You don't have to change the world for it. So do something quick and notice if your anxiety level goes down or not. And in a lot of cases, at least for me, it goes down almost instantaneously. It's as if it was what the body was asking me for, what my mind was asking me for, and it's a almost instantaneous solution. And so I really want you guys to try it out for yourself as well, to experiment it with yourself and see if that's the case for you. And if it is, let me know. If it's not, let me know as well. I'd love to hear from you guys. If you like this video, or if you don't, then comment below and let me know. And of course, you can support me further by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. Thank you again for listening. I shall see you the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.